We are now beginning Simin Shin Hei, and we'll be doing the first Sif. Now, this is dealing with what an animal is allowed to walk outside with on Shabbos. So the Mishnah Brura tells us that the Pasuk says, L'man yanuach sharcha v'chamarecha, and we learn out of there that your behemah has to rest on Shabbos. So what can your behemah wear in the street? At which point is your behemah actually carrying? So behemah yotzis b'masha mishtameres bo. Anything that is necessary to help guard the animal is like a tachshit. It's not a masui. Aval imena mishtameres bo. Whereas if it's not strong enough really to hold the animal, if you pull on the animal with the string, say, the string is going to tear, so it's not really mishamaret. Oh, having a tirusa yiserta. Oz having a tirusa yiserta, biyoser ve have a masui. Which can go to the other direction as well. That means you're overdoing it. Either you're underdoing it or you're overdoing it. You're using something that doesn't really hold the animal or something that the animal did not need to be held in place. In that case, it does not. It's not considered a tachshit ve'eva masui. It is considered something being carried. Chen kol davar shu lanoi v'lo lishimur, something that is only there for decorative purposes and does not guard the animal. Lo seitze bo. That is not considered a tachshit for a behema. It is considered a masui. We'll see about this later. So now we get into details. Hilkach, na'oka, which is a light colored female camel. Yotzis bismoma de parzala, shehu taba shel barzel, v'nokev chotmo umachnisa bo. So what is this particular dromedary? What are you allowed to have it have? What kind of leash? And that is, you make a hole in its nose between the nostrils, and they put a metal ring in there, and then you can put a string into that. V'chamra luva, and a Libyan donkey goes bepaga the parzala, dino bariga. What's that? So this is something that was put in the neck, on the neck. It was something, instead of being put in the nose, as in the case of the dromedary, here it was actually tied onto the neck of it. V'hagomol ba'afsar. And the camel is allowed to have an afsar, which is a muzzle. Shu kabishtro. Uferid v'chamor v'sus yosim ba'afsar. Whereas a parrot, a chamor, and a sus are allowed to have an afsar, oberesen shuprino, either one of them, he can either wear an afsar or he can wear a resen, a muzzle, avalo b'shneim, but he doesn't need both of them. So these are two different levels of shmira, and you certainly don't need both of them. And then it goes further. Umuter likro chevel ha'afsir saviv tzavara. You're allowed to go and wind the string of it around its neck. V'teitzebo, and the animal can walk out with it. Umuter letaltal afsir v'litnolav. The afsir itself is not mukzi. You can put it on the animal. U'bavachlo yishan aleh. As long as when you put it on the animal, you're not leaning on it, because there's an isur shimush in an animal. Now, with regard to putting it around the neck, the Mishnah Brura brings down that according to Rashi and the Ram, this is even if it's very tight, so that you can't really pull the animal by it. It's still mutter because this is something that an animal generally wears, even though it's only lanoi, but that's the normal attire. Whereas Tos and Rabbi Yeruchim say that it's got to be talking about where it's loose, so you can actually lead the animal by it. Because if you're not leading the animal by it, it's simply decorative. They hold that an animal does not have the right to tachshitim.